In a world shaped by yesterdays, leaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts. Where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission. Hello, luminaries. I'm so grateful to be able to connect with you guys once again. I know it's been a while. It's been more than a while. I'll admit that. We've been super, super busy over at the incubator part of the Global Movement Summit, making some radical, fundamental, game-changing agents in change really rise up and crystallize and alchemize what it is that they stand for. But in that space and in that spiral, which is really more of a vortex, as you may have come to discover or uncover, and if you haven't, you will read more about that in the forthcoming book, Blazing Bold, A Guide to Luminous Living in an Ever-Expanding Universe, that I can't wait to share with you. I'm already daydreaming illustrations. I'm already playing around with what is and what could be and where is it going to go. And of course, there's already 10 other books knocking on the back door, kind of going, are we there yet? Can we actually start doing the work that we need to be doing, even though we are doing the work that we need to be doing, if you know what I mean? Let's just take a deep breath and step into the here and now and the week ahead and the days that have been, the months that have been, as we are really at the precipice and fast-forwarding and escalating and moving forward powerfully and hopefully beautifully and, more importantly, potently. And in that potency is a very fundamental thing, that it doesn't need to be loud and proud to be proud, to be a change maker, to be in that space, because we are actually all change makers. You don't have to be a radicalist, separatist, going out there and setting up a whole mission. You just need to be living your mission on the finest way that you can. And I guess that is a big conversation to be starting. And it could sound political. It could really sound political given, well, us, right? Humanity, like the parts of us that we think we're not, and yet we share the most DNA, the most blood with, the most commonality with, the rotten tomatoes in our bunch that are really spoiling it for the rest of us. And this is what brings me into this conversation, because I'm getting so ready, so into the groove of the next Global Movement Summit, on top of the incubator, on top of the book writing process, on top of a lot of other magic that's happening. And I've been thinking about it a lot. I've really refined what this summit is going to be. I've really made it powerful. I'm really making it true and really essential to the core. I think my shiny object syndrome and my larger than life stepping into a bigger space with 30 conversations, actually 35 plus conversations, really just took me to an exponential space beyond. And of course, those recordings are still available to you, and they will be streamed and selected. I will be reintroducing the conversations you really need to hear, the ones that keep rising, the ones that are relevant, into the fold. And in that, there's this rising media piece that's calling out and waiting for me to just get into my design program, get into all of that, and just actually put the call out there. So I guess this is a part of putting the call out there, because it's putting a voice to it, making a difference to it, and getting to articulate what that actually is. But before I articulate what that actually is, let me articulate what it actually isn't. This isn't a marketing trick, this isn't any sort of thing, but there's this fundamental conversation that's brewing inside of me right now. And it's so much so that it got me here with my beautiful blue snowball mic and with you in tow, in conversation. Hello. And it's just a fundamental rising that needs to be said. It's just something that really needs to rise. So call this an inspired post, call this a ranting, raving post, call this inspired raving or raving inspired. Whatever it is radically obvious. And the radical obviousness, which is something that I've been leading with, something that I've been really putting out there this year as a key phrase in terms of our own evolution and our own growth in the kinds of levels of the work that we're doing as people, as value seekers, as value givers, for those amongst us who are millennials that are pioneering a purpose-driven movement of meaning and substance and value to how we do our businesses, how we brand, how we magnetically crystallize and take the conversations into flow. You already know the pitch, so I'm not going to go into the pitch. And this isn't a pitch conversation. This is a real conversation, because conversations aren't enough. Engagements are enough. Experiences are the ultimate. Conversations can feel like this ping pong game. Two people, or one person in soliloquy with the universe, bouncing off thoughts, nonverbal iterations to other ways of being and communicating, because there are more ways to communicate than just having a dialogue. You know this. You may not have profoundly alchemized that and brought that into your body and brought that into the way that you have conversations, but it is fundamentally true. There are more ways that we communicate. And there are more ways in that that we tell stories, because communications leads to stories. But then stories lead to narratives. And this is where I really, 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 truly, absolutely love playing, because stories do shape our universe. They shape our reality. They are us. They are what we define things to be. We put a beginning, a middle, and an end on things. We need structure in our organisms and in our lives and in our organizations and in our businesses and in our brands and in our marketing and in our leadership and in who we are and in our identities and so on and so forth and so on and so forth in a continuum to infinity and beyond. Yet a story is a point within a bigger conversation, and that is a narrative. Now again, I'm not saying anything new if you have been around for the Supernova podcast before. But the way I want to hold this conversation, the way I want to voice my invitation to greatness, and something that's this ranting, inspirational post that's rising, is something I saw on Facebook from the Facebook page Animal Tube. I posted this just the other day, and it was such a hard thing to do. I'm noticing in my own DNA, in writing, re-editing, in processing this forthcoming book, Blazing Bold, that is launching this year, in the work that I'm doing, in the way that I'm supporting entrepreneurs, and the way I'm being asked to rise and alchemize my own game. Because I've signed up for an infinite game, and an infinite game has signed up for me, and this is that vortex, this is that whirlwind, and you can play on whatever level you need to be playing at. I mean, I've got clients that are taking it a little bit easier, a little bit more baby steps, and just swirling around in their own huge, huge changing space. But, you know, where I'm being called to play is in the space. And this year I've also had been doing a bit of a detox again. And I might have even shared on social media, or not so much in the newsletter, but in social media and on other podcasts, this whole conversation around integrity. And I just want to touch base on that, because even if you didn't hear the other podcasts and you're coming in as a fresh and a newbie, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. And if you have been here before, it's a conversation that never grows old. And it could feel like redial, it could feel like repeat, but the truth is, as we lean more into our purpose, as we alchemize what's happening, as we become the pioneers of our own success and step into what that means for us in creating our own wealth, in creating our own communities, in creating collectives and collaborations, but above all, in creating a shared economy of purpose, of value, of worth, of impact, of influence, and above all, thrivability, because sustainability just really isn't all that jazz. We raise our frequency and we raise our vibration. Now, this may feel like a lot of hey, wow, shawow stuff, as Nicola Jackman would always say. Shout out to Nicola Jackman, who I believe is still in Namibia doing some great eco-village work out there. Side of the world. Can't wait to hear your stories coming back from Finhorn when you get back to the hub of things and you land from this great whirlwind journey that you've chosen for yourself and that you will constantly be on for the rest of time imagined, unless of course you make a different choice, which is the same that can be said for you. You are on a projectile. You are in a story. You are in a thread. You are right now living out a tunnel. It's microscopic in its entirety. It doesn't have to be the whole warehouse. It doesn't have to be the whole universe. It's singular in its multiplicity, but it's that unique, finite contribution that you're bringing to this game that sets everything not only into motion, but everything into distinction. Everything into discoverability, and everything into the ultimate space of doing this. So where does Facebook and this animal feed come in? And how does this relate to integrity and being on this path? Well, it has to do with this call that I want to make, these posts that I want to put out, this invitation that I want to bring in with the Global Movement Summit in terms of again, opening up spaces to promote the conversations that fuel the needle into flow, that don't have to be my conversations, but giving you the spotlight to share the amazing things that you're doing and creating this channel that really holds this. But here's my point and parcel of struggle with this. And it may not be struggle, it's disruption. It's this, what do I do with this kind of thing? For those of you who don't know me or don't know this part of me, I came into this world, maybe not this world, this lifetime, closer, the industry, let's go with industry. I came into the industry through the tunnel of media, marketing, branding, communications. And that set me on a interstellar path to bring me into right now where I am. And what golden threads have remained are tying into this next level purpose that I am fully embracing and fully speaking into by the fact that I'm having this conversation with you. And even if I wasn't having this conversation with you, the fact that I'm having this conversation with the universe, the fact that things are in play and things are in infinite and things are in the mix is proof of that, because we don't always have to tell people, hey, you know what I did today, or I did this, and we don't need to constantly be geotagging our successes and self-fetizing, like taking selfies of our day-to-day achievements, our minute-to-minute achievements. The minute we tick something off the list, we don't need to be on broadcast, even though we are always, always truly and absolutely broadcasting. And this isn't a conspiracy theory, this isn't Big Brother. And yes, there are satellites pointed out into the space, and there are satellites being pointed out into us. And if the FBI is hacking this call, hello, agent, what's your name? Doesn't really matter. This isn't about being a conspiracy theory. This isn't about being apolitical or political or fundamentalist on anything. This is about being in integrity. So when I came into the entertainment industry, into the media industry, into communication science as a way of moving the needle into flow, there was a time in my evolution where I was working at Africa Report, which is a program that was going out for television, for CNBC Europe, and it was a great, great learning experience. Fundamentally huge. Ironically enough, I went out into the world and got involved in a program that talked about hedge funds and investment portfolios and ROI and very, very absolutely corporate speak without having an understanding or what I then thought being an inkling of interest into doing, wanting to do anything with any of those things. I was like, no, I don't get it. I don't know it. I don't understand it. I don't want to have anything to do with it, but it was a job. So she thought. And so she said. But of course, we know that there's a bigger plan to this kind of conundrum, especially where it hooks into something else and hooks into the right thing specifically. And for those of you interested in the Next Level Purpose work, I will be devoting a bigger part of the Global Movement Summit piece or a conversation to this, because it just really needs to get out. And again, it will be in Blazing Bold as well, so you'll be able to tune into that for yourselves. But I remember this one moment in time where, you know, I wanted to be a journalist, but I didn't really want to have to run after stories. I loved the idea of being a detective, but I didn't want to deal with the blood, glitz, and the glore. And there was all these different things, but I was still very much drawn to this industry, and I was still very much playing in this space. And I'd like to believe I was doing it for the purer reasons, for a deeper mission, but it was what it was. And there was this huge plane crash, and this one team member of ours died tragically in a plane crash coming out of Angola. Now, this woman was amazing, but she was also amazingly misunderstood. She was the first person I had ever met and befriended that shared the same birthday as me. She was somebody that a lot of people didn't get, a lot of people didn't take time to get, a lot of people let her approach to life or her approach to dealing with the things that had been her life story put them off from actually getting to know who she really was, the gem underneath all of that. And somehow we managed to connect, and it was this deeply profound thing. And I remember the local news channels coming in. We didn't even know about what had happened yet. We hadn't even, our then boss, our creative director, had not had a chance to brief us yet. He had literally just found out himself. He was going to call a meeting, and here was the local news people with film, with footage, with other references of playing Carnage, and really just getting in your face with cameras, just to get that sincere, authentic, raw, in your face, Jerry Springer, cheetahs mentality kind of footage, that scandalism, that baseline-ness, just to get the scoop. And I never understood until that point how, I mean, I did see certain people being vultures and certain people being egoic in this industry, but I never saw it until then, and that really threw me off. That really threw me off actually wanting to pursue a career in journalism, because those reporters and the people that then went on to sensationalize that story, and the news and the tabloids and the bloggers that went on to then make this something else than it needed to be, no matter what angle or what spin they put on it, it became impure. And we look at media right now, and maybe they're showing less of the shock factor, maybe they're showing less of a gun being pointed to people's heads and blood spatters on a wall, and they're coming in more with who are the victims of these crimes. But it still feels like it's designed to elicit the same kind of reaction. A purer, maybe more heartfelt way of approaching a story than by bastardizing and politicizing and grueling and hacking away at a culture in a sociopathic, psychopathic way of trying to make meaning of the story, just to simply sell trash, really, to get more into the human element. But it's still, something's missing. And this is what happened when I came across this post again, and it's happened time and time again, but on the other times I didn't act on it, and on this time I'm acting on it, and I'm acting on it so much so that we're in a conversation about it, and hopefully we're still in a two-way conversation around it. Hopefully you're still here in this process, because the video I shared was done in the best of intentions. But the best of intentions are no longer good enough. And this is something that I'm seeing rising in integrity and seeing rising in the way that we are. In fact, I commented on one of the posts, which really got me into a catalytic space of some of these feel-good stories that we put out into the world just to balance out all that darkness, all that evil, all that everything. Aren't stories, aren't narratives that actually do good. So what can we as a humanity, what can the bloggers, the tweeters, the journalists, the Instagrammers, the influencers, the millennials, the anyone who puts an opinion out into the world and has something to say, how can we move our culture out of propagating now feel-good stories that don't actually make us feel good or still have this kind of plaster quality? Like, if we just put on our rose-tinted shades and, oh, look at the world and look at the beauty and look at the elegance and the potential, and we sell love and consciousness and kumbaya and hold hands, if we actually move out of disconnecting on that level, just to kind of go, aww, into actually living, not telling, but living stories that do good, that act good. And this is what I love about what Richard Branson brought into the world, the idea of do-good businesses. It's not the Yay, we happen to have a great PR strategy and we're doing whatever we're doing, but we found a way to publicize the good pieces about us. But it's a fundamental intrinsic piece of the way we are in the world. Now, everything needs to rise up. Everything needs to be in that frequency. Naturally, some elements lead more than others. Some elements drag behind. But as more pieces rise into play, the game takes on a new form. And what happens in those moments is the pieces that are lagging behind either fall off completely because they're no longer able to comprehend. They crumble in the evolution of it, in the earth-shattering, tectonic, plate-shifting pieces of it. It actually crumbles because there is no place for it. It gets swallowed up by the void. It gets sucked up by a black hole. It gets absorbed by the Bermuda Triangle. Whatever that is, however that is, it just is. Or it's being asked to raise its game. It's no longer an early adopter in that space, but it's kind of going, well, I might as well stick it with it. Or maybe I just don't have a choice and I'm being swept up by this compelling collective consciousness into doing what is needed that will take the conversation into flow. So this video put up in entirely purity says this: the more I know of humans, the more I like animals. This dog shows a lot more compassion than most humans trying to protect and take care of his friend who has suffered an accident, while humans did nothing to help. Animals have souls and emotion. And I want to say, almost put an edit on this, they have more soul and more emotion that most humans seem to do. Now, in its element, that is a fundamental, powerful message to hear. That there is a higher level of integrity, a higher level of innocence and purity that is reserved for nature, that is reserved for animals, that is reserved for children, that is reserved for other elements, cosmic, known and unknown to us. This doesn't mean that it's this whoopee cushion of love thing. This doesn't mean it's the animated world Disney version of everything with a beautiful motion picture soundtrack in the background to just complement those magical moments. But there's this resounding deeper purity about it. This deeper integrity about it. And if you watch the video, oh my gosh, if you watch the video, and unless you're a sociopath or a psychopath or a sociopath or a psychopath that's just pretending to fit in and you know how to play your game, you will be moved by it. You will subscribe to it. You will push the needle into flow on the virality of it. And you will go, there is good out there. And it's worth fighting for. The infamous lines of Sam, Frodo's most trusted accomplice. That's the word. His most trusted sacred friend, who couldn't carry his burden, but chose to be part of the bigger story with him as he moved into the greatest adventure of his life. All of us have that Sam and all of us have that Frodo in us. All of us have everything in us. Every character that has ever been and every character that has ever yet to be. And maybe that is the collective consciousness and that collective space and all of that. But what really bugged me about sharing this video is I realized that in the design of sharing this video, I am putting a thumbs up to this message, which has had quite a few views and growing. And I'm contributing to the virality of feel-good stories. Because when we switch on our news, when we switch on our radios, when we tune into Hollywood, when we tune into anything, when you tune into life, we become aware of these human apocalyptic things that are happening by our own doing. The fact is that they're happening by our own doing, even though we're not on the front lines. So this is why I say you don't need to be on the front lines to be a change maker. If you're on this mission, if you're on this path, if you're wanting to do something purposeful, if you're wanting to raise the vibration of your business, if you're wanting to speak into sustainability or thrivability, if you're wanting to create a new system of value, if you're wanting to share, be part of a new circular economy, if you're tuned into the kinds of conversations that push the needle into flow, and you're leaning into it, you're on the edge of it, you're doing your own version of it, whatever, however you're interacting with it, however much of you is fully integrated into it and overlapping into it, we add to the virality of it. And we actually, in doing that, add to the problem of it. Because as beautiful as this video is, as much as it pulls on your heartstring on how this dog will not leave its friend, and it will put its own life in jeopardy, and it will cry, and it will love, and it will hug, and it will hold, and it will whisper potential into its ear, and tell it to hang on. Its heart will connect with that heart, and connect with the heart of the universe. And it will protect its friend to whatever extent it needs to protect his friend. And who knows? It may not even be a friend. It may just be another fellow soul on this journey. How often have we seen videos of things that are so fundamentally different from one another, giving compassion to one another, things that shouldn't go together, coming together in a fundamental way. In that moment of, I see you and the value you bring to this galaxy, this whirlwind, and I need you to be around for this. I want you to be part of this. And I'm not willing to give up on you just yet. It's a beautiful message. It's a beautiful visual. And yet, somebody was filming it. Somebody filmed it because they saw the beauty in it. Somebody filmed it because they believed that they saw a catalytic moment that may change the face of humanity. And hey, maybe it is. Maybe by me seeing that and having this conversation and then you having that conversation and then you doing that other thing and then that person doing something else, that this all somehow comes together and figures itself out, because maybe it just does. But if we live as a passive audience and put it out because we're just selling love and compassion while still buying into virality, buying into a following, buying into tribe building tactics, even if that wasn't the intention of it, What's more powerful for me would be not to take a selfie of that moment. Not to reach for my camera in that moment. Not to even have to tell you about the moment where I saved something. Where I saved an ant, where I saved a bug, where I saved a dog. I saved a life. I saw another human being in their truest form and I gave them some hope that they needed to. Why do we need to propagate that? Why are we just flipping the switch on the content without putting ourselves into the context? See, we take up that spectator role, we disengage from it. We film it, we share it, we say the stuff does good, and we should really be good, awesome people. Come on. I mean, we should be like all like totally like love, truth, and like peace and prosperity and show more emotions, be more authentic. Really like open your heart up, wear your heart on the sleeve, and be human, right? Or be a soul, or be both. And I know I've said that myself. Maybe not in those words. And it becomes this conundrum because it's like, where do we then draw the lines on these things? Can we say anything at all? Can we be anything at all? Can we do anything at all? But I think the fundamental thing is not telling feel-good stories, but living feel-good stories. Not saying you want to do good in the world, but doing business that happens to fundamentally do good. When we make shifts like that, and hey, maybe me saying this is exactly the same thing as what I'm putting a finger at, and I know it could be, and I'm open to pointing the vulnerability aspect of that, and I invite you to tell me that I'm doing the same thing. But how do we change that as a collective? How do we move forward as a culture? How do we do this? I mean, one of the things that came up for me is like, do we even need to be in a place that's propagating these stories? Do we actually need to be publishing this? Can't we just be living it? Do we need to be turning this into something bigger than it is, like I just have in a podcast form? I don't know. And this brings me to an integral question with the Global Movement Summit. Huge question. Because I want to create a call. I want to create a call for do-good stories, do-good narratives, things that actually spotlight the things that matter. Now, I do tell a lot of good do-good stories on our Facebook page over at the Global Movement Summit. Things like we've recently, companies come up with 3D printing rhino horns so that the people who need rhino horns can get it at a much cheaper rate without having to go through all that backlash, without killing the world. They changed the context. They took out that temptation. And of course, there'll be people who will kill for the sake of killing. But at least we now know what the distinction is. We're chiseling out who the non-players are, who the really bad seeds are, because we're changing the context. We're creating new environments that allow people to change the way that they play in infinite possible ways. I want to share stories like that. I want to be in that space and giving story to the music that inspires, to the tales or the businesses that are changing it up to people who are actually making a difference and living it. But what I don't want is some person exploiting, even with purity, something else for their own gain. And this is where integrity gets really, really fuzzy. Because I want to invite more stories like this. I want to invite people to share in their stories, to give a channel and a medium to be able to do this in a more profound way. To illuminate your path as much as I can illuminate your path for you, with you, to you, from you. But the more this conversation goes, the more this conversation flows, the greater the hooks, the more convoluted it seems, and the bigger the mess it sounds like we've gotten ourselves into. So I'm asking you, here's where I want to hear that beautiful voice, that profound wisdom, that profound truth. Your perspective on what is it that's going to move the needle into flow? How do we have and amplify the conversations that move the needle into flow while being in integrity, the highest game possible? And I guess once I know that, I'll officially be able to put out those posts and those call to actions to invite those stories, invite those narratives, invite those videos, those music, film trailers, all those different elements to come in and be shared and passed forward. Maybe it is as simple as just creating a play-it-forward culture, rather than a culture that just puts spotlights on things. Maybe it's as simple as making sure that there's always a conversation to be had, rather than a stunt to be pulled, a campaign to be run, a thing to be sold. Moving things into isolated incidents of talkability into profoundly interconnected narratives that somehow, somewhere come together to shape the evolution, to shape the future, to shape the evolving form. Because there's power in these stories, no doubt. The more of them that are out there, the more we get to wake up, and the more we get to see the awakening happen. But it can no longer be a passive space. We need to move into the ice bucket challenge of a lifetime. With no ice, and no buckets, but something that's delicious, nutritious, wholesome, wholehearted, and purposeful. Something that moves the needle into flow. And that is something that I'm willing to stand for. That is something I'm willing to lead into and open up. Something that right now feels like worth mentioning and taking a stand for without it defining what is or what could be. Because in the nature of evolution, It'll never be a singularity. It'll always be an evolution. It'll always be moving into an infinite play, to an infinite field of what's next. So I guess I'm feeling a little bit more grounded. I've had some time to swirl around this conversation. You've been here for a while, no? And I honor you for being in this space with me. And maybe you've landed on something. Maybe your vortex is just starting. Whatever it is, join us on our Facebook page. Not page, our group. Don't. You know what? Don't. Just lead your story. I don't want to just put that all out there and make this into about making growing a community. Oh my gosh. Humans. I mean, it's so hard being a freaking human sometimes. We do these things to ourselves. I'm not interested in growing a huge mailing list. I'm not interested in having the biggest Facebook group. Though, of course, for sales and business, those things apparently seem to matter to some people. I just want to see the change. I want to lead the purpose, the evolution. Maybe you do too. However you engage, however you take this conversation to flow, or don't, you've already stirred something deep within you. And I just wanted to acknowledge you for indulging me in a simple act of exploring humanity, possibility, integrity, and the radical obviousness of what it is we need to be creating. And it still feels like it comes down to this one line. The more we spread stories like this, the more we take stories like this, the more we stand for stories like this, the more we endorse a feel-good story culture. A feel-good culture. But that doesn't actually act good. Doesn't actually lead good. Doesn't actually transform and transcend in any way. Feeling it is one part of alchemizing it. Actioning it is another. It's perhaps one of the most understated universal laws that people tend to forget about in this world of instant manifestation. Just pray for it, mantra it, say it 10 million times, make a mood board about it, visualize it, really, really, truly and absolutely feel it. But if you're not opening those doors, if you're not putting out your hand, if you're not speaking it, if you're not meeting the moment, your moment, and the opportunity presenting, and the one after that, the one after that, how are we ever going to get what we really, truly, and absolutely want? Not just for ourselves, but for ourselves. This is Lena Ski for the Supernova Podcast. In honor, in gratitude, and in broadcastability as part of the Global Movement Summit. Thank you for being.